Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Monday, July 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. We have a few days left in our series, All the Things, Everyday Ministry in the Power of the Spirit. And I have loved sharing these morning meetings together with Jesus over the course of what will be a total of 45 days by the time we wrap up here in a few days. What a gift it's been to really have a Holy Spirit summer, discovering, rediscovering what it means to have Christ in us and then Christ moving through us as His apprentices, as His people in the world, continuing His ministry through His church and through you and through me. I just want to recall to mind as we begin today, before I give us our wake-up call moment, this passage from 1 Corinthians 2, verses 4 to 6, because that's what this series has been about. We are for such a time as this here, and the Lord is doing great things in the world, and He is calling forward a church who preaches the gospel, the good news of Jesus, but also who embodies it, who lives it, who does it in ways that are within the gifts that we know, our natural gifts, our skills that we've learned over the years, but also a church that is willing for the Holy Spirit to move through us in ways that we simply couldn't on our own. And this passage in 1 Corinthians 2, 4 to 6 captures what our world needs now and what we get to be involved in, the privilege that we have to be involved in the ministry of Jesus. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. We are carrying God's love and His power into the world as those who move like Him in this world. So wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is titled Healing Knows No Distance. And our text is from Matthew 8, verses 5 to 13. Hear the word of the Lord. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. And Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? And the centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. Consider this, our story for today. I had hit a physical rock bottom with a heart arrhythmia issue that was out of control and a series of other problems that had me flat on my back in a hospital bed. No one was allowed to visit me as it was during the pandemic of 2020. Then I saw my friend was calling me. I picked up, and before I could say anything, he spoke, "Dan, there is no distance in the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, be healed." That was it. That was the sum total of the prayer of command he prayed. I wasn't instantly healed, but over time I sure was. My friend was eager to pray for my healing and believed he didn't need to be in the room with me because Jesus was there already. And as he discerned what the Father was doing with me, he prayed with authority and confidence. In Matthew 8, verse 7, I like to think of Jesus saying, "Shall I come and heal him?" as a close equivalent to, "May I come and pray for him?" I believe that the fear of failure keeps us from praying for all those we should. What if nothing happens? What if I'm embarrassed? Or they say they don't want prayer? Here's the question back. What if those things do happen? Does anything change? God is still God. You are still loved and beautiful in His sight, and you are a human being. You may have to explain that God doesn't always heal physically instantaneously, but then again, sometimes He does, and it is worth the risk. Better yet, what if you take the risk to pray and something does happen? Lives everywhere, including your own, are changed for eternity. In my view, that is worth the risk of faith. The specific way that Jesus asks the question sets us up for the punchline. It takes faith to believe that Jesus can do anything he wants, any way he wants, even long distance. Is there an opportunity before you, right in front of you, to call someone and ask, "May I pray for you?" It's a simple gesture of faith that can go a long way in someone's life with God. The centurion became famous for his faith. And I'd just love to note here, his faith was not in healing. His faith was not in faith itself. His faith was in who Jesus said he was. That's the faith that he's famous for. You and I can also be known for our humble confidence that God will answer us when we pray, no matter the distance. So let's pray our prayer together today. Lord Jesus, it takes faith to pray for healing, faith in you to be who you say you are, and especially to pray for healing over the phone or in a video call. Give me the confidence to ask, "May I pray for you, no matter the distance?" In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And here are our journal prompts. Write down your favorite memory of someone praying for you. How did they approach you? Were they in the room, or did they pray from a distance? Here's the activation for today. Today, call a friend who has a need and ask, "May I pray for you?" If they say yes, imagine that you are in the room with them, laying your hands on their shoulder. Then wait on God, discern your prayer with the Spirit, and pray. All right, we have our activation for today. We have our kingdom question, "May I pray for you?" We have our kingdom prayer quietly running in our heart. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done. I've loved seeing so many images and cards people are putting in their cars and in their homes and putting on the front of journals and so many things related to this kingdom question and this kingdom prayer. We're also praying, "Come, Holy Spirit." We're inviting the Holy Spirit to do what only God can do. And we can do that over text with people. I've prayed for people via a text or an email. I have friends who do that with me all the time. Or they'll send me a quick audio message and they'll just say, "Hey, let me pray for you in this audio message." And I'll listen to it in my text and I'll just join them in prayer. Sometimes those are great ways to pray for someone. Or you can call someone or you can be on a video call. There is no distance in the kingdom of God. We can reach out and love in Jesus' name, and His Spirit can move through us just as surely as He does when we're in person. So let's trust Him for that today. All right. Well, today we're going to sing, as we do every Monday, our song of worship, Doxology. It is hymn number 682 in our Great Redeemer's Praise. Let's worship together. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, O creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, it's Monday, and we are moving forward into another week. As I said in the beginning, we have just a few days left together. JD is going to be joining me tomorrow, and I really am celebrating all that God has been doing in me, in you, in so many others' lives over this season. I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of people praying for waiters and waitresses, people taking risks of faith to pray for neighbors and friends, seeing God just move through us even as we're praying silently for someone. We're writing their name down. We're in the long game with Jesus, participating in what may be years of praying for someone before a moment opens up and they're open to Jesus touching their lives. There are so many things that God is always doing. And remember this, what God is doing through His church is yours and mine to claim as well. God is moving powerfully in everyday ministry, in the power of the Holy Spirit, leading with His love all over the world. 1 Corinthians 13, we are holding in our hearts as we participate with the whole church of Jesus in the ways God is moving through all of us. So we get to claim that. And our role is just to say yes today to what the Father is doing in front of us, yes today to partnering with the Holy Spirit, yes today to saying, Jesus, continue your ministry through me. All right, let's get our seeds together. I've got my pack of seeds here, and let's get out there and sow for the kingdom. All right, I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilkins.